Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding a Masechet Sanhedrin, seventh perek Arba Mitot, and last word on Samach Bet Amud Bet. Gufa. Omer Rabbi, Ziveach v'kiter v'nisech v'alem echad eno chayev ala achad. So that if somebody does three, say, different things, he leaves out, you'll notice, very prominently, Ishtachavoya, because it's clear, as Rashi explains, that he does not use Ishtachavoya l'chalek. Because if he used it l'chalek, then you'd be chayev on every single one of these. And he's saying you're only chayev and a chayev al-achat, you'd only be chayev one. Which must mean the only alternative for Ishtachavoya is to understand that it's a lav, and not that it's yotze l'chalek. If it's a lav, then you're not chayev at all on it for a korban. Because only chayev for chiyuv karet. Here would be only l'lav yotze. So in Bela, he only has now the various avodot listed. So you would be chayev one. Omer Abaye, my time at Rabami, why does Rabami hold that each one of these avodot are just part of a general klal of avodah? Because since the Torah puts together all of them in the words volota ovdem, so that means that akatuva sa'an kulam avodachat. The lota ovdem is kolel all of the various drushes that we had earlier into one chiyuv overall. What? That's what Abaye holds? Yomer Abaye, Hachiv, Yomer Abaye. Shalosh ishtachavaot be'avodat kochavim lama. Why does the Torah mention three times lot ishtachavelehem, that's in the Aseret Hadibrot, ki lot ishtachavele el acher, lot ishtachavele Elohehem. Now the truth is, of course, there are more. Because we include the Dibrot HaChronot, so we'd have an additional Ishtachavayot. But Rashi says that that's repetitive. We don't look at that as new Chiyuvim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going over the Chiyuvim of the Dibrot. But three there definitely are that seem to be unnecessary. So one must be coming to tell me Likidarka, so that is being Machayev you, Bederach Avodato, which the Gemara, of course, will ask in a moment, why I need a Chiyuv for Ishtach Avoya, if that is the Derech HaAvodah. And achat l'shelo kedarka. That's a chiddush that even though it's shelo kedarka, it becomes now a universal aveda that is b'chayev. The achat l'chalek. And here is Rabbi who's claiming that lota of dem makes everything one avodah, and he himself uses one of the ishtachavayot to be machalek, meaning that you're machayev a separate korban for each avodah. No, Abaye wasn't saying that he holds lota of dem is one avodah. He's saying the dvar of the Rabbi Kaamika Amar v'leilo svirale. He himself, of course, doesn't hold that you're only chayev one. But he's saying if you'd only be chayev one, so then why is it that he holds that we should not use any drasha l'chalek? Must be because he understands that the Torah is going out of its way to say lota of dem as a klal, which means that you'd be Bedafka not mechalik between avodot and Abaye himself guf. Omer Abaye shalosh ishtachavaot b'avodat kochavim lama. Achat lekidarka, achat shekelo kedarka, ve'achat lechalik. That's what you said. Now, why in the world would I need a posik for lekidarka? I mean, isn't the whole point of the avodot, the main avodot, are all an understanding of what the derech of avodah is? As it says, yishamer lecha. And then it says, "Pentirosh le'Elohim limor echa yavdu aguyim eilat Elohim ve'ase ken gam ani," which means that that's the fundamental problem: is to do the things that they do. So if they do ishtachavaya, so then obviously I don't need a separate posik. You're right. Ela achat kidarka ushalo kidarka. The issue over here is that there are two sets of avodat kochavim, as we've already seen. There's the set of avodah zarah whose avoda has to do with being worshipful and respectful. And then there's the set of avodah zarot, which includes pa'or, merkulis, and anything along those lines, where the derech avodah does not involve respect. It doesn't involve doing something worshipful. It involves somehow bringing the avodah zarah into your life. So over there, I would say, okay, I understand that where you have Aishtachavoya, it's not the derech of this particular avodah. But the Avodah Zarah. This particular Avodah Zarah, the way that you're Oved is you give it a kiss. But Ishtahava is similar to that. So there I would say, okay, if the Torah is making a universal Avodah called Ishtahavaya, I understand it. I've only told once that that would apply to the type of Avodah Zarah, where Ishtahavaya fits into the general sense of being worshipful. But if it would be utilized, let's say, for bowing to Po'or, I would say over there you'd be Potter, because there's no Inyan Bechlal in Po'or to show anything worshipful. So therefore I need one which is Achat Shalo Kedarka at all, where over there it violates the general Derech of the... Nonetheless, there is a separate Isser of Ishtachavaya, which is objective, and has nothing to do with the modality of that particular religion. And then the third one comes, achat lechalek. That's what Abaya meant, but not that I literally need it when it's kedark of that avodah. Obviously, there's no point in mentioning it. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah says is that hamikablo alav be'eloha. So you say to an avodah zorah, eliata, and that would be mechayev. Omrim nachon omer avavu omer rav. Now, this seems to be repetitious of the Mishnah. So we'll ask in a moment. Givan shamalo eliata chayav. I mean, that's what the Mishnah said, no? You say, Eliata Yerchayev Lomai. I mean, if you're referring to the Chiyuv of Skila, which of course was the whole point of the Mishnah, is saying Eloin and Skalim, and now it's giving us examples. So Amr Eliata, I mean, if you're talking about Liktala, then that's the Mishnah. Rav couldn't possibly have been quoted as repeating a Mishnah as a Chiddush. Ella, he must be referring to a Chiyuv of Korban. So you would be Chayev if you did this. Bishogeg, you would be Chayev a Korban. Ask the Gemara, is that so simple? Vafil Rabbanan. I mean, isn't this a major issue, whether you would be chayev on doing something that doesn't affect anything, like Dibur, or for that matter, even Ishtachavaya may be similar to that kind of thing, as we'll see in a moment. So you're saying, even according to the Rabbanan, we have a big machloket about whether a Megadev is chayev korban or not. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Megadev is maybe korban, but according to the Rabbanan, argue on Rabbi Akiva, it's a ein bo maaseh. And if ein bo maaseh, then it's not part of asher yaseh achat mehena, which is the makor of the chayev chatat. So there was no yaseh achat mehena, and therefore you'd be potter. What Rav seems to be saying over here is that everybody would be modeh, that you'd be chayev a korban on a statement. What about Vatanya? You're only chayev, according to the Rabbanan, on some act of worship. Kagon, zibuach, kitur, nisuch, vehishtachava. Oh, so Rish Lakish says, wait a minute. Ishtachava does not work out only by the Rabbanan. Because if you add ishtachava, then you clearly must be going only by Rabbi Akiva. So Ishmantan Ishtachava Rabbi Akiva hi, because Rabbi Akiva is lo be'inan ma'aseh. So in other words, we understand from Rish Lakish that the nature of a ma'aseh is to affect something, do something to something. But to simply move your lips, or for that matter, to bend your back, so kfifat komato, like akimat sefatav, that's not considered to be a ma'aseh. What we call it, ma'aseh zuta, but it's not the ma'aseh that the Torah was mechayev on. So you see, we don't find anybody arguing on that analysis, unless you're telling me that according to Rav, there are four different levels. No ma'aseh at all, hirhur bi'alma, and then there's the akimat svatav, which is a machloket, and then you have a ma'aseh zuta, where you don't affect anything, and then you have a ma'aseh rabba. I mean, would you say such a thing? I mean, nobody says that. So it must be that indeed, according to the Chachamim, you'd be potter achatas on ishtachava, even though you could be chayev mita. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbanan, they hold bina maaseh. Kikom Rav Nami, the Rabbi Akiva kama. Must be that Rav was talking aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so then we're back where we started from. Are you telling me that in terms of the chiyev of skila, that's pshita, because that's the Mishnah? And now you're telling me, but the chiddush is that in terms of the korban you'd be chayev, that's not pshita. Well, first I thought it's not pshita because you're telling me a chiddush al fila libet rabbanan, who all that akimat svatav is not a maaseh, kefifat komato is a maaseh. But now you're saying, Well, actually, no, Rav was only going Alibi Rabbi Akiva. So then we're back to the Pshita again. I understand. Of course Alibi Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva says a Megadev. Megadev means all of the various things that would be done with Akimat Svatav. So Rabbi Akiva is Pshita. Aino Megadev. No, not necessarily, you see, because there's another issue. It's not only that you need to do an act of some kind, as we darsh, but also it has to be me'ela. What is the me'ela? From all of the mechuyavei kiritut. Now, megadef, it says, et Hashem u'megadef v'nichrata nefesh ha'im. So obviously, megadef relates to karet directly, but it says beferish in the Torah, karet by a megadev. Okay, but these kind of things, doesn't say over here karet. So therefore, comes along Rav to say, despite the fact that it doesn't say karet, kamash malan, that nonetheless, alibi Rabbi Akiva, you would be chayef. Why indeed? What is the makar? Because it kush yat kush, the Torah actually compares the eliyata to the act of zavicha. Because since it says vayishtakulo, vayizbechulo, vayomru ela Elohecha Yisrael, so the whole makor of the Maisa Egel, we see that the ela Elohecha Yisrael is the culmination of vayishtachava, zavicha, and so on. So obviously the Torah is comparing them. So that means that the statement of Ela Elohecha or Eliyata is the equivalent of the Chiyuv Karet on Ishtachava and Zvicha. And that's good for the Chiddush that Rav wants to make, albeit only Alibi Rabbi Akiva.
So the Egel was
the Zohar. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, now that you've brought up that pasuk, let's understand that there's that Vav in He'elucha, which is referring to an Egel. How did the Egel suddenly become plural? Asher he'elucha. Well, if it wouldn't be for that vav, let me tell you, that would have been a serious problem. Nitchayvu rishayem shal Yisrael kliya. That would have indeed been mechayev us for real avodah zarah. But since we use the vav over there, so obviously the idea was that we are not being kafir in Hashem. We're just saying that this is another representation, and so it's all like you had the Moses gestalt and the Bocher Gestalt of the Yam, so this is also Ela Elohecha Asher He'elucha. But if we would have replaced HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ego, then we wouldn't have been able to have a kapara. So Nitchayvu Rishayim Shel Yisrael Chaliyah. Actually, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is not muskam al pi hakol, because it's really Kitanoi. Acherim Omrim Yomalei Vav Shebe'elucha. That indeed, if it hadn't been for that, so then there would have been a real avodat kochavim, and that would have been mechayev all of Klal Yisrael kliya. Amarlo Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Why is that? What? That's the vav. That's what saves anybody, because it means that what you're being mishatef now, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with the other avodah zaras. Alo kol mishatef shem shemayim v'davar acher ne'akar min ha'olam. What good is that? For a Jew to be Meshatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an Avodah Zarah is the very point of being torn out of this world. Shenema, Bilti LaShem Levado, it's not the whole point. Zover LeElohim Yechoram. Fine? No, but the Bilti LaShem Levado is the point. Zover LeElohim, if you are Zover together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's even worse. So now you're reduced. Mela, you want to say, I need a gestalt of some kind, okay? But then to put it together, and you'll say, Elo Elohecha, this is better. So this is the Ne'ekar min ha'olam. Elamata b'lomar asher he'elucha. The Marsha and other Achronim understand that the meaning of this is not that Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds that Lamaisi, they were chayef to be Ne'ekar min ha'olam, but that he's medayik from another element of the pasuk, why they weren't chayev, and that was the Asher he'elucha means she'ivu elohut harbe, that they weren't satisfied with the ego. They wanted all types of various expressions of God. Now Rashi, what's their basis? Rashi throws in a strange word over here, which the Marsha explains in a fascinating way. It's a little hard to believe, but it fits into the overall approach of the Gemara. Rashi says, "Ivu le'elohut harbe, af le'elohut acherim v'kibu aleihem." What is the Kibbutz Aleihem supposed to be? We're not talking about. What's being added? And why doesn't it say Kiblam Aleihem? And they were Mekabel, these other gods, on them. So therefore the Maharsha says, no, the point over here is that they wanted many types of gods, but they were Mekabel Kiblo Aleihem, not Kiblo Aleihem. Kiblo, they were Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and above these gods. Therefore, the only Tainas, the Maharsha, the meaning of the Rashi is that the only Shituf is that B'chayev to be Ne'ekar Mina Olam, is where someone is actually Shove. He puts HaKadosh Baruch Hu and other gods together. But if the Shutafut is not a joint Shutafut, so there's maybe a son and the Holy Ghost, but you know the dad's really in charge. So Mimela, it's also a limud zchus, a libra pshim bar yochai too. Anyway, that's the Maharsha, huh? Well, okay, that's not so pashut. I mean, it's already the Kabbalah.
Is the source of the machlokes about shituf being considered?
No, it's not the source. So, okay, at least we have some. But this is agav already. It's once we're bringing the idea over here of the hekesh of ishtach and yisbechulo, so we bring it also the diyukim lagabi the ma'isa egel itself. Continues the Mishnah to say that a megafef and a menashech and a mechabed and a rabbeitz and manilo barchitzai and they're making a neder, making a shvu, etc., etc. So kiyater of dimi Omar Rabbi Elazar, you should know that on all of the above al kulam loke, you would be chayiv malkot for being over on all of those except for the noder bishmo, the neder, and the mekayim bishmo, which means shavua. Ma'ishna noder bishmo va'kayim mekayim bishmo de lo laki. So what is the reason that Rabbi Elazar is excluding the noder and the shavua? Because it's a lav she'im bo ma'aseh. In other words, if you're looking now and you're saying that we need to define this in terms of all of the lavim, so then you should not be chai for megafik, menashik, mechabit, merabit, etc. either. Because all of that is a lav shebichlalot, and that rule is that ein lokin a lav shebichlalot. D'tanya, where do we see that rule? D'tanya, minayin la'ochel min ha'beima. I mean, we know that all of these things we learn out from the al tifnu el elilim, or al tolchu achrei elilim acherim, or the general losa of dem, which Raj said earlier. All of these things do not have a specific lav that says do not kiss an avodah zarah. And we see that, for instance, the most famous of the lavim shebichlalot, a generalized lav that includes many different issues without pinpointing what the specific way is to be over on the lav. We did discuss it at great length at a different opportunity and pointed out that not everyone has made it to that exact definition, but it will serve us for now. So lo tochlu al hadam. What is the meaning of lo tochlu al hadam? So says the bright, minayin le'echo min ha'beima kodem sh'teitze nafsha. Someone shechs an animal properly, once it's nishchat, so there's no iser in eating it, there's no din of evri menachai. Nonetheless, so long as it's still thrashing about and has life within it, it's prohibited to eat from that animal. As a lo ta'aseh, Talmud lomar, lo tochlu al hadam. Do not eat it while it is still now with its last bloody gasps of life, is one way of understanding it. Davar acher, lo tochlu al adam means if somebody's bringing a korban, lo tochlu basar v'adayin dam b'mizrak. The dam is still around. That's a completely different meaning, obviously. The dam is in the cup to pour out on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat the meat that was now available. Rabbi Dosomer, minayin shein mevarin al urgei beidin. How do we know that the avelim that would normally, for the Harugei Beitin, they would normally be Chayev and Avelut? How do we know that we do not bring them as Sudat Avaram? We're not Mitabel. Talmud Lomar, Lo Tochlu Al Adam. Do not eat the Sudat Avara. Do not eat it when it was someone who was Nirtzach and Beitin Al Adam. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin L'Sanhedrin Shor Gut HaNefesh Ein Toamin Klum Kolot HaYom. How do we know that if a Beitin was Bechayev, it's someone to be executed, that they're not allowed to eat that day? Talmud Lomar, Lo Tochlu Al Adam. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Azara leben Sorero More minai. I mean, we know that the Torah says that the Ben Sorer Moreh is killed because he's Zolel V'Sove. So where does it say that that's prohibited? Talmud Lomar, Lo Tochlu Al Hadam. So that idea is all included. Don't eat from something that indeed brings to Dam. Alright? So then you would say that all of these things are Chayav. Omer Avavi Bar Chia, Yitemer Avavi Bar Kan Al Kulam Eino Loke. On the contrary, because of the multiplicity of meanings, there is no chiyav on malkot. Mishum da'ave elav shebichlalot, because it's a generalized love, which has so many different implications, that would be true, one would think of these various ways of showing concern for an avodah zarah, I mean, putting on a shoe and kissing it, and so on, that none of them were machayev. Ki ata ravin amar Rav Elazar, indeed. When Ravin came, as opposed to Rav Dimi, he quoted Rav Elazar exactly the opposite way that Rav Dimi did. Rav Dimi said, actually, chayav on all of them, except for the lav shein bo maaseh, which is the shvua and the neder. But Ravin said that actually what Rav Elazar said was the opposite, that on all of the lav shebechololot eino lokeh, but the neder vishmo, mekayim vishmo, which is not part of the lav shebechololot, there you would be loke. Wait a minute. So we ask on this also. So now if you're looking now to the technicality of what's b'chayev, so then there should be, although it's true clearly that a neder is not a lav shebechlalot, and a shvuah is not a lav shebechlalot, the shem Elohim acherim lo yishma al picha, and so on. Okay, but it's a lav shem bo maaseh, so there's another reason not to apply the din of malchus to it. Ah, that's true. But now we can understand what Rabbi Elazar was saying, because since there is a shita, namely Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that lav shem bo maaseh lo kina lav, so Memela, it's understandable that Rabbi Elazar says we do apply all of the standard applications to this lav, such as the din of lav shebichlalot. When it comes to the din of lav shein bo maaseh, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see that inside. Ahuka Rabbi Yehuda, the amar lav shein bo maaseh, lo kina lav. Tanya, where is the classic machloket with Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya lo totiro mimeno ad boker. Why does the Torah say, together with lototiru mimenu ad boker, v'anotar mimenu ad boker, be'esh tisrofu? That's in order that you should understand that there's no chiev on the lav of leaving over the basar from a carb until the morning. Ba'akatuv litein aseh achar lo taseh. Lomar, shein lo kina lav, it says, Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah wants to make leaving over the basar of a korban alavani tekla asay, so that if a person leaves over such a basar, anotar be'esh yisrofu, he should burn it. That way it's giving you the tikkun. This is the tikkun of that lav, not malkuts that you would get in the lav. Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Yaakov Omer, that's not why you don't get malkut for lototiru imenu ad boker. Lototiru imenu ad boker does not involve any act of being over. It's not eating the meat until the morning. No. So how could you be chayev on that? Lo min hashem huzeh. The reason that your potter here on lototiru is not because it's a lav that's nitak la'aseh. It's bishum da'avle lav she'en bo ma'aseh. It comes under another category. V'chol lav she'en bo ma'aseh in lo kina lav. Now this became the classic example for Rabbi Yehuda. Mechlad the Rabbi Yehuda sofer lo kina lav. Since Rabbi Yehuda needs to look now for a reason to agree that you're not chayev indeed, but he needs to learn it from lav anitak laseh. Obviously, he holds that the fact that it's a lav shein bo maaseh doesn't matter. And this is like the ultimate lav shein bo maaseh. It doesn't include any type of act at all. It's completely passive. So certainly, akimat svatav, I mean, for sure you would be chayav. Hanoder bishmo, v'amekayem bishmo, hareze belot ases. If someone makes a neder or a shvua in the name of avodah zarah, is over on a lav. Hanoder bishmo, v'amekayem bishmo minolan. What indeed is that lav? The tanya v'shem Elohim acherim lo taskiru lo yishama al picha. So the lo taskiru means lo yomar adam lechavero. Watch for me at the corner of the Yashke Pipik church. Lo yishama al picha. That should even be mentioned. Lo yishama al picha. מין שלא ידור בשמו ולא יקיים בשמו ולא יגרום לאחרים שידרו בשמו ויקיימו בשמו. That means it shall not be heard through you, and that is even to cause someone to take such, get into a deal where the deal would be b'chayev taking a shvua in court in the name of such and such an Avodah Zarah. Now note that the point over here is to mention the Avodah. There's a popular misconception that one is not allowed to say, get me to the church on time, let's say, or meet me at the corner of the church on 3rd and 22nd, or whatever, right? That's not an Isser. It's only when you mention the name of the church, not the name of the church, but the name of the God of the church. It's not, there's no Isser in using the Vatican as a point of reference.
So the Mormons, which have JC's name in their thing, would be we worried worse.
So davar acher lo yishama al picha means an azar la mesit ulamedia mesit. Doesn't it say beferish v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro'un v'lo yosifu la'sot kadavar ha'azeh? I mean, if it says lo yosifu, that's pretty clear. Lo ta'aseh. Sorry, azara l'midia. V'lo yigrom la'acherim shiyidru b'shmo v'shikaymu b'shmo. Don't cause others to use the name of an avodah zarah. Misayeh alei la'avod yishmu.
That's all the midia.
No, this is separate. I'm getting back to the next piece of bread. Each piece we're analyzing separately. So what does that mean? Oh, this is a raya now to exactly what Avodah Shmuel said. Avodah Shmuel, Omar, Avodah Shmuel, Asur la'adam she'aseh shutafut im oved kochavim. You're not allowed to even enter into a business which could cause somebody, through your tvi'ah, to end up mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah. Shama yitchayev lo shvua. And then he's going to have to be nishbav avodat kochavim shelo. V'atora amra, lo yishama al picha. Now, when Ula came to visit, he was bat b'Kalnebo. He stayed in the hotel in Kalnebo. So Amalei Rava. So when he met Rava the next day, Rava asked Ula Echa bat mar, where did you stay over last night? And he said, I stayed over in the Kalnebo hotel. Amalei, how can you say Kalnebo? Kalnebo is the name of a god that's based on Nivo, which is one of the gods mentioned in Tanakh. So how did this become the Kalnebo Hotel? You should have turned it into some other word, the Carnival Hotel or something. You know, that's become very popular. So why not Carnivore Hotel? That's good. So how did you say that word? Omarle. So how did you say that? Omarim Yochanan. Because I'm Rabbi Yochanan, this is the reason that I said it was because of the Maamar of Rabbi Yochanan that kol avodat kochavim haktuva b'Torah mutar la'azkir shema. If the Torah itself mentions the name of that avodah zarah, then you're allowed to say it as the way that the Torah itself says it. Where is Kalnebo? Says Rava. Where is Kalnebo appear in the Torah? V'ha'acha e'ech ha'ktiva tichtiv karabal karas nevo. So you see, Kal Nevo, that was just the way they said Kal Nevo, the way to be Mechabed Nevo. The Ilo Ketiva Lo? Same. If it doesn't appear Mamish in the Torah, you're not allowed to casually use it as a reference point. Mosif Ramesharsha, what about the Mishnah? Ra'ah Chat Meruba Kishalosh. Somebody who had a Re'iyav Zivot, which was as long as three separate Re'iyot, now as opposed to a woman, where we define the nature of the ziva in terms of the days, not in terms of the actual re'iyot. So it has to be spread out over the 3 days to be a zava gedela with all of the chiyuvim. A male that has three separate re'iyot, even in one day, is considered to be a zav, and is askip shiva nekiyim, and so on. And what's more, says the Mishnah, if a single re'iyah went on long enough to be the equivalent of three, which is, and of all crazy things, to use as a reference point, Kimi Gadyavan Leshilo, which is the name of the god, and the Greek god, Gadyavan, right? So Gadyon Teshilo, which is the equivalent of the time that it would take, Shnei Tefilot V'Shnei Sfugim. Arez Ezav Gamur, such a person who would go to the mikveh, it would be the equivalent of the time he could go to the mikveh and dry himself off twice. So now he becomes Ezav Gamur. What a crazy reference to go out of your way to speak about how long it takes to go from Gadyon till Shiloh. I mean, unless it's coming good for the teachers, that that's not a problem to be maskir that. Ravina, don't, because there it is mentioned in the Torah. But it, the point is, it's the latest now aberration of the word God. So we use the word God stam. And then in the Tanakh, they use the word God all the time. Orchim legad shulchan. The Greeks had the God Yavan. Whatever, but God is just a general term for Avodah Zarah. These things are getting dangerous. For Avodah Zarah, that's your Chumash. And therefore, it's usable in the Mishnah. That's just as the word God is. We use the word God without saying, how can you use the word God? The Torah uses the word God also. So, God nami michtav k'tiv, k'tiv orchim l'gad shulchan. Rav Nachman, by the way, that pasuk is sort of a weird pasuk if you think about it. Korah bal koras nevo. I mean, how in the world does an idol bend over moaning with stomach cramps? It's a little weird. Unless that's the point. It's kolet seinut asira. Generally, we don't just make these childish jokes to laugh at something. Chutz v'leitzenut avadat kochavim d'shari. However, we do see the Torah goes out of its way to make a laughing stock out of Avodah Zarah. Dichtiv karabal, karas nevo, korsu koru yachtov lo yochlu malet masa. They can't get rid of their load. So this, you can have this image of these poor Avodah Zarahs bent over and pain, moaning and groaning with serious constipation, and they're trying the whole thing is just, is obviously just a joke. Lo yochlu malet masa, they can't get rid of their load. We won't say the four letter word that it's trying to talk about, but it's full of it, that's for sure. Uchtiv dibru. So we find also an equivalent kind of strange, and it's always bathroom humor, by the way. It's very, very interesting. We saw that's pa'or. We gave an explanation on other occasions, not the primary nekudah, why specifically we use the childish bathroom jokes. So we find the same thing over here. Dibru, divarim, alot shav, karot brit. So there it says, la eglot beit aven yoguru shechan shomron. Ki avel alav amo, uchmarav alav yagilu al kvodo ki galam mimen. That's a very strange pasuk, the pashto. What's going on over here? They're going to be taking away the eglot in Beit Aven, meaning in Beit El. And then all of the Shechinim and Shomron who've been worshipping these agalot are going to be miserable. But the komarim, the priests, are going to be very, very happy. Why? Why would they be happy? Al kvodo ki galami menos. That they're going to be happy. Oh, so al tikri kvodo. It doesn't mean they're covered. It means it's load. So until now, these guys have to carry these avodah zarahs that are full of. And now, thank heavens, they're saying, whew, man, that thing weighed a ton. Since we got that constipation cured, it only weighs 1% of what it used to weigh. So the Kamarim are very happy. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv, ve'ata yosifu lachtov, v'yasu lem masecha mikaspam, kitvunam atzabim masecha roshim. Now, what exactly is all of this about? Kitvunam atzavim. I mean, what's new about this? Making kitvunam atzavim? This means that this was specialized, personalized Avodah Zarah. You can order it on www.myavodahzarah.com. And you just, you know, you get it made specifically to fit you. So, kol echad v'achad asad mud yirato, u'meni chabiki. So these are like little portable ones. You keep it in your pocket. And b'shash zochra, it's like, you know, the crucifixes that they kiss. It's a kind of thing that you do when you're feeling religious. So b'shash zochra motziya mitocheko, michapka, minashka. So you can have a portable lover with you. And then continues the pasuk, zovchei adam, agalim yishakun. What in the world is that supposed to mean? The sacrifice, human sacrificers kissing the calves. Rabbi Yitzchak, the Vei Rebbe Ami, this was like a brilliant way to get mishaberachs from the, heavy duty mishaberachs from rich people. So what they would do was they would get a list of all the richest people. You know, there's lots of Jewish organizations do this. And then they would figure out a way to get them to believe that the idol was very very turned on to them. So they had a very sophisticated way of doing this. What they would do is they would get the list of all the Fortune 500. Then they would pay to have a little three-dimensional picture of this particular person put in the stall where they would feed these agalot. So that would induce a Pavlovian reaction. Whenever the animal would see that person, they would be convinced that that is where they're going to be getting their food from. So then when one of these guys would come at the church to worship the eagle, they'd let the starving eagle out, and he would rush right over to this guy and start licking him and waiting for food. So they would say, aha, you see, you have a special spot in the heart. Look at this, out of the entire seaboard, it went straight for you. So, you know, you could sacrifice yourself and leave all your money to the church, and obviously that's what is desired right now. So it must mean that what they would do was So they would get these people that were rich, marivim eta agalim, they would get the calves starving, mut atzabim of these people, they would make like a picture of them, ma'abidim bitzad avusehim, and that picture would be in the feeding trough. And then when these guys would come, motzim otam lachutz, kiven sh'ra'u otam, rotzim acharim u'mamash b'shimem. So they would come running after these guys, expecting to be fed. So then the priest would come over and they would say, ah, avadat kochavim chafetz b'cha, yavov yizaveach atzmo. You can sign this little last will and testament thing here for it. Omar Rava, that doesn't make sense, because that's not grammatically correct. So why would it say, zofchei adam agalim yishakun? It should say, agalim yishakun lizvoach adam. You're claiming this was a way in which they would get people to be zoveach adam miboy. That's what it should say. Elamar Rava, this was a reward for anybody who was willing to bring his child, kolo zoveach et beno, lavodat kochavim. That seems to be the derech of the Catholic Church. You have to give your son over. And so, they would be zoveach the child for avodat kochavim. So then the priest would be able to show him, amarlo doron gadol ikrivlo yavo v'yishaklo. Look at this, such a beautiful gift. The egel now can come and be kissed. Omer Rav Yudah Merab, there's like these weird avodah zorahs that we find mentioned in Tanakh. We don't even know what they are. Anshe Babel asu et Sukkot benot, and Anshe Kut asu et Nargal, and Anshe Hamat asu et Ashima. What in the world are all these things? So it's Anshe Babel asu et Sukkot benot. What is that? It was a tarnagolet. And Anshe Kut made Nargal, that was a tarnagol, you see. So minor tarnagol. Anche chamat asuet ashima. What is an ashima? My new world is a barcha karcha, basically a goat. Avim, the avim went ahead and they made the nafchan and tartak. That's like, these are like weird things. We know what these are. So what is a nafchaz and a tartak? And then it goes on to say in hasfarvim, sorfim et b'neim ba'esh to this Adar Melech and the Ana Melech, which is their god. So, I haven't gotten to the drush yet. I've only said the pasuk. Thank you. So what was this nifchan, tartak? It's a kelev and a chamor. But kelev obviously is noveat, so nifchan would be the tartak. Or maybe it's because it carries things. We'll see. The sparvim were sorfim et b'neim to Adar Melech and Ana Melech, which is the Elohei. It's the local god of the Sefarvayim. And what are those things? It's a pered and a sus. Now, why we call it an Adar Melech? A pered, a mule, is an Adar Melech? Well, in a way, it's Adar le lamore b'teina. It's molech things for its master. So, you know, you owe it something. And Ana Melech, it's because that's the horse. And the horse is Ana Melech. It's the answerer to the call in the time of war. It's Ana Melech, right? It's Ani le lamore b'krova. You know that Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, Bikesh Aviv, La'asot Hakein. So Chizkiyo indeed wanted to do the same thing to Chizkiyo. So how did he survive? his mother found out about it. Ela shisachato imo salamandra. You know, so they had this salamander that is, it makes you impervious, its blood makes you impervious to heat. So his mother would use that blood on him to save him. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, you know, Jews never believed in any of this garbage. Yodima yu Yisrael b'avodat kochavim she'im b'mam. The only reason they do avodat kochavim is the same reason people do all kinds of nonsense today that they don't really believe in. It's latir lehem harayot b'farhesya. You know, just don't want to believe in any moral strictures. So therefore you make up something that allows you to do whatever you want, as Aldous Huxley put it. None of us really believed in any of this. It was just to have free sex, that's all. So the same thing here. Must for Mishasha, but we see that actually Yisrael was really in love with Avodah Zarah. How can you say it was only for other things? Doesn't it say Kizkor b'neim mizbechotam v'yashareim? When they remembered their fantastic mizbechot that they had in the Asherot, they were miserable. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with sex. This is pure love of the Avodah Zarah itself. So how can you say that? And then Rebbe Lazar says, when it says Kizkor b'neim, it's Ki'adam she'esho gaguin al b'nom. It's like the same feeling that a person has for a child that's missing. That's the way the Pesuk is putting the relationship of an Oved Avodah Zarah to the Mizbeach, the Asherah. That's horrifying. You're saying they never had any feelings for it. Well, that's where it starts. But the Deaviku Be'ah, once you get attached to this kind of thing, it has a way of taking over your mind. As Dawkins has so lovely put it, it's a virus. Toshma. V'natati pigrechem al pigrei giluleichem. Your corpses over the corpses of those idols that you worship. So they say, a maisa, Elio had tzadik, I am mechazer al tefuchei ra'av sheb Yerushalayim. He was going around trying to save what he could out of the churban. And there were those who were walking around swollen from hunger. And he sees, sees this child who is swollen from hunger, and he's lying in a garbage dump. Amarlo, meize mishpachata, what's your family name? Amarlo, mi mishpacha plonitani. So Elio asked him, klum nishtayer meotam mishpacha, is there anybody left alive from your family? Amarlo, lav chutz mimeni, I'm the last surviving member of my family. Amarlo, Elio tells him, if I'm ready to teach you something that you can use for survival, would you be willing to learn it? Amarlo, absolutely. Hey, Amarlo, Amor b'chol yom Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. All you have to do is say over Shema Yisrael every single day, and I'm telling you, you'll live. Oy, chay chas v'shalom has faith. I've been taught that that's the worst possible thing. They want to sell me to the devil. You never heard such mishigas. In order to be b'chaper on hearing such terrible words from Elio, he took out his little getchke from his pocket. And b'chapka, minashka, he was hugging it and kissing it. Until his stomach burst open. And his little getchke fell down to the ground. And he collapsed over it in all of the filth from his stomach in the garbage dump. But in any event, I mean, this seems to be real Mesirut Nefesh for Avodah Zarah, and you're claiming it was all just intellectual games? No, we said, Bater de Avikube. This is all after they became attached to it. It has this terrible psychological pull on you. But, I mean, it's like all addictions. But the lechatchil is, how do you get into this addiction? You get into this addiction because you're looking for something else. But once you're in, you're in. Gufa. Omer Abayi Zivach Kiter Disek Belemecha Deno Chayev Alachas. Omer Abayi. My time there Abayi Omakra Lota of Dem HaKatuv Asa'an Kulam Avodah Chad.
The Rabbi Amikomer, they lost fear like Gufa.
אמר רבי שלוש שטח עבוד בעבודת כוכבים, למה אחת כדרכה, אחת שלא כדרכה ואחת חלק לכדרכה? מרחי עבדו הגויים האלה נפקה. אלא אחת כדרכה ושלא כדרכה, אחת שלא כדרכה at all, like the poor, ואחת וחלק, המקבלו עליו בעלוה. אומר לו אליית, אומר נכון אומר רבי רבו, אומר רב קימץ, אומר לו אליית החייב. למה? לגדולה, that's the Mishnah. לא, אני לקורבן, is that true אפילו רבונה? ותני אינו חייב אלא הדבר שיש בו מעשה, כיון זיווח וגיתור וניסוך והשתחווה, ואומר שלוקיש, מנתן השתחווה, that's רבי עקיבא, דומר לא בין המעשה גדול, in other words. מכבוד רבונה, צו רבי בין המעשה פול. כי כאמר רב נמי, עליב לרבי עקיבא, כאמר לרבי עקיבא, פשיטה, היינו מגדף, not necessarily. מה דתם עד כאן למחייב? רבי עקיבא קורבן בי מגדף, תכתיב בי ונכבטה נפש העיקרית, בבלחה, לא כתיב בי קרית, אמא לא, כמה שלון דת כושי, אית כוש. תכתיב וישתח ולו, ויזבחו לו, ויום לו, אלו אלך ישראל. By the way, says רבי יוחנן, אמא לי אבוב שבהלוכה, נתחייבו לשיים של ישראל חיליה, כתנוי. אחרים אומרים אמא לי אבוב שבהלוכה, נתחייבו לשיים של ישראל חיליה. אמר לו רב שמעון בן יוחאי, הלא כל המשתף שם שמיים ודבר אחר נעקר מן העולם, שנאמר בלתי להשם לבדו, אלא מטה ולומר אשר העלוכה, שאיבו אלוהות הרבה. אבל המגפף המנשה כמכבד והמרבץ, כי את הרב דימי אומר רבי אלעזר, על כולם לוקה חוץ מהנודר בשמו והמקיים בשמו. מה יש נודר מקיים? דלו לוקה משום דבר אליו שם בו מעשה? אני נמי are all part of one love שבכללות, ואין לו כינה love שבכללות, תניה. מניין לוקה מן הבאמה קודם שתצי נפשה, שהוא בלא תעשה, תמוד אומר לא תאכלו על הדם, דבר אחר לא תאכלו על הדם, means לא תאכלו בשר עדיין דם במזרק. רבי דוסה אומר מניין שאין מברין על רגעי בית דין, תמוד אומר לא תאכלו על הדם. רבי עקיבא אומר מניין לסנהדרין שרגו את הנפש, שאין תואמים כלום כל אותו היום, תמוד לומר לא תאכלו על הדם. רבי יוחנן אומר עזרא לבן סורר ומורה מניין. תמוד לומר לא תאכלו על הדם. ויום רבו מבר חייא ויתם רבו מבר כהנא. על כולם אינו לוקה בשום דבר אליו שבכללות. אלא כי אתה רבי נאמר רבי אלעזר. על כולם אינו לוקה חוץ מן הנודר בשמו והמקיים בשמו. מה יש להנא גדולו לא כי דבר אליו שבכללות. ארנט נודר נשבע אליו שאין בו מעשה נינו. אבל הוא קרב ילד, אליו שם במעשה לא קינה לה. ותניה לא תותירו ממנו עד בוקר, והנותר ממנו עד בוקר, ואיש תיסר איף, הכתוב בא ליתן, עשה אחר לא תעשה. לומר שאין לו קינה לה, בלי רבי ידע. רבי יעקב אומר, לא מנה, שם הוא זה? אלא משהו דבר אליו שם במעשה. וכל אליו שם במעשה אין לו קינה לה. מכלל רבי ידע סבר, לא קינה לה, unless it's a ניתק לעשה. הנודר בשמו ומקיים בשמו, הרי זה בלא תעשה מן אולן. תתניה, בשם אלוהים האחרים לא תזכירו שלא יאמר אדם לחברו, שמור לי בצד עבודת כוכבים פלונית. לא ישמע על פיך שלא ידור בשמו, לא יקיים בשמו, ולא יגרום לאחרים שידרו בשמו ויקיימו בשמו. דבר אחר לא ישמע על פיך, עזרה למסית ולמדיח. מסית? בעד יקריב, וכל ישראל ישמעו וירו, ולא יוסיפו, אלא עזרה למדיח. ולא יגרום לאחרים שידרו בשמו ושיקיימו בשמו מסייל אלי עבוד השמוע. דיאמר עבוד השמוע, אסור לאדם שיעשה שותפות עם עובד כוכבים, שמה יתחייב לו שבועה ונשבע עבודת כוכבים שלו. והתורה אמרה, לא ישמע על פיך. כי את אולה, בת בקלנבו. אמר לי רב, איך הבת מר? אמר לי בקלנבו. אמר לי וכתיב, שם אלי מאחרים לא תזכירו. אמר לי, עוד כאן רבי אופן, כל עבודת כוכבים. הכתובה בתורה מותר להזכיר שמה. ואיך הכתיבה? תכתיב קרא בל, קרא סנבה, והיא לא כתיבה לה. Is that true? מוטיב רמשה שראה אחת מרובה כשלושו כמגדיון לשילו, שזה גדיון, גד יוון, של שתי תפילות, שתי ספוגים, הרי זה זב גמור. אומר רבינה, גד is awesome, הכתבתי, וכתיב, האורחים לגד שלך. אומר נחבר כל הציינות האסירה חוץ מלציינות על עבודת כוכבים דשארי. תכתיב קרא בל קרא סנבו, קורסו חורו יחתב, לא יכלו מעלית מסע. וכתיב דיברו לעגלות בית אבן, יגורו שכן שומרון. כי אבל עליו אמו, חמריו עליו יגילו, על כבודו כי גלו ממנו. אל תקרא כבודו לכבדו. אומר רבי יצחק, מה תכתיב? אתה יוסיף לכתוב, ויעשו למסכה מכספם כתבונם עצבים. What does that mean, כתבונם עצבים? ולם בשכל הלכה ויחד עשה דמות יראתו, a personal God, הוא מניחה בכיסו. בשעה שזכרה, give a new meaning to a personal God, מוציאה מתוך ריקו ומחבקה ומן השקע. מה איזה הופכי אדם העגלים ישקון? עומר יצחק ורבם שהיא משתה עובדת כוכבים, נותנים עיניהם בבעלי ממון, ומרעיבים את העגלים, ועושים דמות עצבים, ומעמידם בצד אבוסיהם, ומוציאים אותם לחוץ, כמעט שראו אותם רצים אחריהם, ומשבשים בהם, ואומרים, עבודת כוכב חפץ בך, יבוא ויזבח עצמו לו. אומר רבה, איזה הופכי אדם עגלים ישקון? עגלים ישקון לזבוח אדם לבוא אליי. אלא אומר רבה, כל הזובחת בנו לעבודת כוכבים, אומר לו, דורון גדול יקריב לו, יבוא וישק לו. אומר רב, ואנשי בבל עשו את סוכות ונות, whatever the heck that is, ואנשי קוט עשו את נרגל, ואנשי חמת עשו את אשימה, and what is this, נרגל, נרגל, what is all of it? That's נרגל, actually. So mind you, תרנגולת, אנשי קוט נרגל, mind you, תרנגול, אנשי חמת עשו אשימה, mind you, פרחה קרחה, אבים עשו את נבחן, תרתק, mind you, כלב וחמור, הספרבים שורפים את בניהם, ויש אדר מלך, אדר מלך, who is that? mind you, הפרד והסות, הסוס, אדר מלך, דעדה ללמרי בתינה, אדר מלך, דעני ללמרי בקרובה, ואף חזקיהו מלך יהודה ביקש אביו לעשות לו קיין, to burn him, ועבוד הסכוכבי, אלא ששיחתו עם הסלמנדרה, עומר אבין אמרב, יודעים על ישראל בעבודת כוכבים שאין בה ממש, ולא עבדו עבודת כוכבים להתיר למראיות בפרהסת. מוטיב ומשרשי, כי זכור בניהם, מזבחותם. ואומר רב אלעזר, it means the same as זכירת בניהם. כי אדם שיש לו געגועים על בנו, that's but דאבי קובה. תשמע ונתתי פגריכם על פגרי גילוליכם. אמרו עליו, יו הצדיק, היו מחזר על תפוחי רב שבירושלים. פעם אחת מצא תינוק שהיה תפוח ומוטל בהשפעה. אמר לו, מאיזה משפחה אתה? אמר לו, ממשפחה פלונית אני... אמר, כלום משתער מאותם, שמר לו, לא, חוץ ממני. אמר לו, אם אני מלמד לך דבר שאתה חי בו, אתה למד? אמר לו, אין. אמר לו, אמור בכל יום, שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו, שם אחד. אמר לו, חס, להזכיר בשם השם, שלא לימדו אביו ואמו. מיד הוציא ירעתו מחיקו, מחבקה ומנשקה, עד שנפקע קריסו ונפלה ירעתו לארץ, נפלו על הלקיים השלמה, ונתתי פגריכם. I'll be ready with him. Yeah, but we already said. But the Davi could be.